essentially, our whole goal as a group is to get our kids to understand the impact that vaping has. They're just not seeing it as a problem.
What is it about vaping that's attractive to young people?
I think there's a number of reasons kids are attracted to it. The devices, the jewels, the other little vaping devices are kind of sexy. They don't necessarily understand the impacts that vaping has, and they're not seeing it as harmful. The other thing that's attractive about it is they could be vaping purely just a flavored oil. So it's not tobacco and it's not marijuana. But they also could be vaping, obviously, tobacco and marijuana. And so it's bringing in a lot larger group of students that wouldn't pick up a cigarette, but they'll pick up a vaping device.
Right, and there's even flavors like bubble gum, things that are quite attractive to young people especially. And then I see the technological aspect of it being this discreet, cutting-edge version of, you know, what people do to their bodies.
Yes, exactly. And when you say discreet, I mean, it's so discreet. They've made highlighters that the end of the highlighter fits a vaping device in the very end of it. So they can be holding a highlighter and putting it up to their mouth, and it just looks like they might be chewing on the end of it or something, and they're actually vaping. They have made clothing that in the sleeve has a pocket for a vaping device, and so the kids can put that up to their mouths and be vaping from the sleeve of their sweatshirt or sweater or whatever, and nobody would even know it. So it's made it kind of fun, I think, for kids, that they're getting away with something that they know is illegal. But when companies are producing things intentionally to hide, it gives kids the idea that it's not that big a deal.
Could you explain, how will this program work with YouthZone?
YouthZone works from Aspen all the way to Parachute. So anytime a young person gets a charge or gets arrested for any crime, if you will, probably 95% of the time they come to YouthZone. So we don't have as specific of a program in any other school district for vaping as we do in the Roaring Fork School District, but we are getting kids who have been vaping anyway through our normal process. What's unique about this program with Roaring Fork School District is that the kids have an opportunity to get some education and get some more support services if they need that as well, without having to go through the court system and without getting a charge. So the school resource officers have been really engaged and are very excited about this process, as well as the judge here locally in Glenwood Springs, and also law enforcement. So we have everybody on the same page as far as, we don't want to see these kids having to go to municipal court if they're smoking tobacco. So they'll come to us, and we always, always do an assessment because we know it's really important to understand what the kids' needs are. Instead of just providing them a program, we want to know what really is going on with them.
Has there been special funding to go towards this project?
YouthZone has a restorative justice grant from the state that is helping fund some of this process. Otherwise, we're just incorporating it into what we regularly do. And I should say I missed one piece of the process, and that is, if the kids, they're not getting a ticket to begin with, and if they complete the process fine, they're good to go, right? But if they don't, if something comes up or they, you know, get another ticket or charge or don't complete the process, then they do get a ticket and will go to court.
Thank you so much, Lori Mueller, Executive Director of YouthZone, for sharing about this program and the good work that YouthZone is doing.
Thank you.